And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've decided that I'm going to try and be a little bit whimsical with myself. Because, you know, life can be grim and it's just the same thing every day. So you kind of got to mix it up a little
bit. That's what it feels like coming into work with you.
I know, yeah. Honey. I know. That's why I'm trying to help you and me. So yesterday I was chatting to my friend and she's like, what are you making for dinner? You know, standard. And I said, oh, I'm making a poke bowl.
Well, that's not standard.
Do you know what a poke bowl is?
That's like sort of salad and stuff all stuck into one bowl and bit of everything, some croutons maybe in there.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds a bit like a Caesar salad, but I like where you're going. Okay. It's basically like normally it's made with like
tuna,
right? So that you have, you know, miso sauce and tuna and rice, and you might have avocado on the side and eggs and kimchi and like all that stuff. And then it's sort of like a bowl of mixed stuff, but it's separated.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm making a chicken poke bowl, and I've got like marinated chicken. I've got rice infused with different things, and she's like, "Wow, that's amazing!"
Yeah,
right. And then I was like, "Yeah, no, it is amazing." And then I'm thinking, "What am I cooking for dinner tonight?" Well, tonight I'm going to have crispy coated fish fillets with gourmet potato strips.
What?
Carbonated liquid refreshment with a splash of Molten Oat Symphony. So what I'm doing is instead of staying, I'm just having a roast chook with some brown rice. Last night I called it a poke bowl and she was very excited about it.
Oh.
And Jimmy's like, she's not. She's having a roast chook with rice and she's put some prunes and almonds in the rice.
So you're just giving fancy names
to things.
I'm going to
start giving fancy names to things, okay? So the chicken poke bowl, not really, but kind
of. It's just a Woolies roast chook, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Gotcha.
With some rice and you put apricots and almonds in there. We had prunes, so I put that in there. And then I steamed up some veg.
Keeps you regular.
Yeah, and then I steamed up some veg and then I made a hummus sauce, which was hummus with some lemon juice in it, whatever, right? And
yeah.
I sent her a photo and she's like, that's not a poke bowl, but whatever.
You had me fooled.
I'm whimsical.
If I saw it on a menu, I'd believe that it was something fancy.
Yeah. And then tonight, once again, let's just go through this.
Yeah.
The crispy coated fish fillet with gourmet potato strips.
That's that's fish and chips.
It is.
Keep going.
Crispy coated fish fillet is actually
Fish fingers.
Oh,
yes.
Gourmet potato strips.
That's chips.
Chips. With carbonated liquid refreshment with a splash of Molten Oat Symphony.
That's a beer.
That's a Scotch and Coke. Oh. Just zhuzh things up a little bit, you know? Just zhuzh.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Ma, what's your
going.
It's my guess.
Yeah, it is.
Parent trap.
Yeah, it is. It is the parent trap where we try to guess either your mum or dad's name. Who have we got today?
We've got Matt from Kerr Lewis on the line. Good morning, Matty.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good, thank you.
Apologies for that song, Matt. You know how it all works, though. I apologise.
Yeah, nah, it's all good. I love it.
Now, Matty, are we guessing mum or dad's name?
You go with mums, you'll never guess dad's.
Okay, all right, cool. We're getting mum's name.
All right, each get to ask a question to try and narrow it down before we guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can I lead off, Flo?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, great. And I'm going all out here. This is luck. If I get this question right, it's going to really help.
Ooh.
Maddie, does mum's name start with a vowel?
No.
Oh, damn. No vowel. Okay. That leaves 21 options.
Do you know what?
You made me think about that.
Yeah. That was a hard one. Now I'm thinking, God, what names am I going to guess? Okay. No vowel, Matt, on your mum's name. What about, I've got a question for you. On holiday, are they more a relax and drinks by the pool type of holiday goer, or are they more like hiking, exercising, rock climbing type of holiday?
Oh, hard one. Doesn't drink at all, but relax as well.
Relax as well. Okay, I'm going to put that in the relax box. So we've got a name with no, that doesn't start with a vowel.
Damn.
And that likes to relax.
Do you know how much easier it was going to be if the name started with a vowel?
Yeah, I've got something in. But I don't know if you could do that. Is that cheating? I don't know.
No, I just wanted to narrow it down.
Matt, do you think that would be cheating?
If it started with a vowel?
Yeah.
No, not cheating, but good luck finding a lot of names that start with vowels.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yep. All right. I've got one. Lingy, you go. All right, Do you want to go?
I'll go. Okay. I reckon mum's name is Susie or Suzanne.
No, it's not.
Oh.
But stick with the lines of the first one, though.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I don't see.
Let's just say, stick with the lines of the shortness and the syllable length for the first one.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
No, see that? No, because
he hasn't said too much. He hasn't.
If we win.
No, it's not a clue. I just, good work so far. Stick with the same.
Yeah, see, Maddie's just encouraging us, Log. Come on. What's your guess?
No, well, mine's definitely not. Now I've got to think.
Well, listen.
Okay, so it's kind of like a Suze type situation.
No, but you can't keep asking questions.
No, I'm saying it to you.
Okay.
Yes, he's just having a conversation in the background.
Yes. Good on you, Matt. Thank you. You get it.
I like Matt.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with my original.
All right.
Even though I know it's not right. Is it Marnie?
No, it's not.
Okay. What, right. What is it?
It's Kerry.
Oh!
Susie Kerry.
I don't get it.
I suppose you went
Even Marnie had the same syllables.
Yes!
Hey, Maddie, just out of interest, what is Dad's name?
No, that's okay, because you can call back again next time.
I'm dying to know.
So am I. But I reckon, Matt, you can call back another time. We didn't get it today, but we appreciate you playing, mate.
If you keep me on the line after this, I'll tell you, Lingy.
Oh, cool. Thanks, okay. Matt. Very nice. Well, that is the parent trap, and no surprises, a loss for another week.
It'll
with Kerry there.
It'll happen.
Yeah, it won't.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Next week, Lingy, is Women's Health Week. It happens the first week of September every year. And this year, the theme is Say Yes to You. And this works perfectly because we actually are advocating for women to say, you know what, something's bothering me.
Yes.
Say yes to how I'm feeling. I'm going to go get that sorted out. That's how I'm taking the message.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Listen to yourself, to your body, and go, hopefully, get some help if it's needed.
Now, Cadinia Health have a pelvic pain clinic here in town, and Dr. Caitlin Pring is the clinic lead. We've got her on the phone. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Now, I am someone that suffers with endometriosis and I've had pelvic pain my whole life. I had pelvic pain since I was about 15 and I didn't get diagnosed till I was about 37. Is that normally what you find working here at Cadinia Health, that women go so long without being diagnosed?
Oh, absolutely. It's a real tragedy that, you know, on average at the moment, time to diagnosis for endometriosis is about 7 to 8 years. Mm. So I'm really sorry to hear that you were suffered the longer end of that spectrum, Lauren, because, too often women are told that persistent pelvic pain or really debilitating period pains are normal, and anything that's sort of impacting your quality of life, your ability to work, parent, be a friend, be a partner, that shouldn't be considered normal. And so too many women or people assigned female at birth suffer in silence, and so that's why we're here, to listen and hear their stories.
Have you seen the process improve a little bit? Are we getting somewhere with it, diagnosis and then being able to get onto a treatment plan a little bit quicker?
Yeah. So the time frame, thankfully, is coming down. But for anyone going through pelvic pain, any delay is obviously too long. And I guess one of the key messages that we have here at Cadinia Health, we're a primary care service. So our funding was given to improve the primary care workforce and access. So that's general practitioners, nurses, allied health services out in the community. We're not a tertiary or a special, like a surgical service. So at this stage, for endometriosis in particular, for definitive diagnosis, that does require a laparoscopy or a keyhole surgery to look for endometriosis lesions. But what we're realising now is that, you know, with the advance of imaging technology, like really good quality ultrasound and MRI, and on the horizon there are some blood tests as well coming, plus, you know, listening to the person, understanding their story, we can give a clinical diagnosis or have a reasonable suspicion that someone might have endometriosis. And waiting for, you know, that surgical diagnosis may not be necessary for everybody, and it certainly isn't needed to start treatment. And so that's a key message that we have here at Kidinya Health Pelvic Pain Clinic, is that we want to get on top of managing your symptoms from the get-go. We don't need to wait to have a specific diagnosis, because so often with pelvic pain, it's more than one thing anyway. Mm. It's complex, it's individual, there'll be lots of different contributors. So let's get to work at trying to discover those contributors, help manage them, give you the tools to help improve your quality of life and your pain.
What are some of the examples, perhaps, of the psychological and social factors that you explore when you're working with these women?
Yeah, so it's sort of a bi-directional relationship. It's how the pain impacts someone's social life and their mental health, but also how factors in their lifestyle, in their community, with their work, with their sleep, nutrition, exercise, how that then also feeds back into their experience and their symptoms. And in so many cases, it can become sort of a perpetual cycle that someone has pain and so they might move less, avoid social interactions, withdraw from their friends, have issues with their relationships, and then that just compounds their pain experience. So we really need to think more broadly about all the things that are playing a part. If you're consistently told that, you know, there's nothing wrong with you, your pain is normal, then that can be extremely isolating and absolutely turn up the volume on someone's symptoms. We think we've got a really beautiful team here. We've got pelvic health physios, we've got dietitians, psychologists, nurses, pain educators, GPs, sort of supporting the same message, and that is we need to zoom out and look at you as a whole. And support your overall well-being.
It's so well done that you've got this service here. This is exactly why we wanted to chat to you today, Dr. Pring, because I wasn't aware that this service was actually here. The Kidinya Health Pelvic Pain Clinic. You're located in Colac Road in Belmont. And if people are interested after hearing this chat, how do they go about contacting you? Do you need a referral to come and see your service?
Yeah. No referral required. Would really encourage anyone that's interested to go to our website, pelvicpainclinic.kidinyahealth.com.au. And there's a whole lot of information on the website about the services we provide. But we also have a resource page that has videos and tips on, you know, chatting to your GP if you can't make it to us, or who you might go to see, who might be a helpful part of your team. But if you do think that we're a good service and a good fit for you, you can refer yourself through our referrals page, and you fill out a questionnaire so we get a good idea of what's going on for you, and book in your first appointment with one of our wonderful pelvic pain nurses.
It's pelvicpainclinic.kidinyahealth.com.au. Dr. Caitlin Pring, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy Women's Health Week.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are celebrating International Dog Day, Log.
We are.
Your favourite day of the year, probably.
It is, bless. It sure is. But where is your dog? That's what I would like to know.
Yeah, sorry. She's not coming in.
That's okay. We are chatting about this, though, because I have a friend that is leaving and has to write special instructions for the dog sitter for her dog, Jax. Now, she wrote there for the dog sitter that Jax, whenever he barks, you need to say, "Thank you for protecting us," and he will stop.
By the way, I mean, great instruction. Mm. Genius dog.
Genius dog.
Love it.
I've got the same with Wombie. He's a red heeler. And when my mum had to take care of him a couple of weeks ago, she knows that if he gets up in the middle of the night and won't go back to bed, you have to say, "Go on, go on."
You have to get your cowboy on.
And he will go back into his bed every single time. So we're asking you, what is the craziest thing you've had to write down for the dog sitter, or we'll accept cats as well.
Yes, we're talking specific instructions, perhaps some quirky, different sort of ones. Nancy from Bell Post Hill is on the line. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I've got a greyhound that's particular that you can only, you have, when you walk them, you can't feed them half an hour before or after you walk them.
Oh.
Because they have a chance of getting bloat, which can kill them.
Oh.
So you've got to be specific. Mm.
Oh, I never knew this about greyhounds.
Yeah. So it's pretty strict. And my greyhound, like, we had people look after it, and we fed her, they put the food down, but she wouldn't eat it because she needed that specific command. And he's like, yeah, go on. Eat. And he had to say, good girl, eat it up.
Oh,
before she would eat. So he couldn't get the phrase, so the dog just sat there looking at him for 5 minutes until he could figure it out.
So come on, keep guessing.
Good
I'm not
girl,
gonna
eat it up. See? Dogs sitters have to deal with a whole range of different scenarios.
Yeah, that's why it is important to be very specific in your instructions. Isn't that right, Emma from Hamlin Heights? What instructions do you give?
I'm sorry, but mine is for my cat.
Yes.
When I had a dog sitter the first time, they said to me, oh, where would you like us to empty the litter box? And I said, don't touch it. You have to have fresh, there has to be at least one poo in there. Otherwise, he will not go. He will not use it. He will crap everywhere else, but won't go in there. So whenever I empty the litter box,
yeah,
have to scoop one back in there.
Just likes the comfort of it, knowing I've been here before.
I've been here before.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.